Hey listeners, listen, have you ever found yourself in an efficiency rut and you just can't figure out how to speed things up? Do you ever catch yourself working at a pace that you know isn't sustainable, even when important deadlines are quickly approaching? Well, listen, today's episode tackles all that and much more, and we're simply calling it How to Speed Up Any Workflow. Click on over to your favorite notes app or grab a pen and paper because we're dropping some serious knowledge today on Full-Time Hustle. You're listening to the Full-Time Hustle Podcast, an audio resource about life and business. Geared towards the creative entrepreneur, Full-Time Hustle is all about sharing time-tested methods and tips about everything small business related. From sales and marketing, all the way to accounting and client interaction, Full-Time Hustle covers everything you want to know about how to get things done. Turn your side hustle into a full-time hustle. For more resources, visit us online at fulltimehustle.net. Today's episode is brought to you in part by 17 Hats. 17 Hats is the premier online-based small business management software that does everything from invoicing to books to even keeping track of your contracts. Do what you do best and let 17 Hats do the rest. To get 10% off your first subscription, visit 17hats.com/card/full-time-hustle. That's 17hats.com/card/full-time-hustle for a free 17-day trial and 10% off your first subscription. Or simply apply the coupon Full-Time Hustle in your account settings. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. What's up, Full-Time Hustle? How we doing today?
Hey, everybody.
My intro was so much bigger.
I know. That's why I just tagged a little, hey, everybody, on there.
That's awesome. I thought about like just trying to talk really, really, really fast and do a super fast intro, because that would be speeding up my workflow.
Dad jokes.
It's not a dad joke. It really would be speeding it up. I mean, I see what you're saying. But then I there's no way. If I try to start, I can barely get words out at a normal pace, let alone trying to talk really fast.
I was going to blame it on the microphone. Like, man, put a microphone in front of my face and I get all tongue-tied. But anyone who has ever worked with me knows that I just get tongue-tied.
I can talk fast when I'm stressed out or if it's urgent, but that's about it. I guess I just need to be urgent all the time. I'll just talk like this. All the time.
Okay.
All right.
So today we're talking about how to speed up any workflow.
Yes, we are.
Sorry. And be excited about it. So I have like 8 things, just because none of them are going to work for everybody.
Yep.
And it depends on what works for you. And
now, why are you, I mean, between the two of us, you're the one that needs to talk about this, but I just want everyone to know why you're talking about this. Why are you passionate about this?
I mean, the faster you get your work done, like with the same efficiency level, then the more you get to live life.
Yeah.
And the more you can do. So, I mean, for me, like as I was building this business, you know, things had to get done. Like there had to be a website created, and then there had to be emails sent out. And each step of the way, I'm creating something new, and it just got a little old creating new things all the time. Like it's fun at first, but then you get into the thick of it and I'm just over it. And so I realized that I could not take on more clients until I had my ducks in a row, because I couldn't spend hours and hours and hours on every little thing for every individual client. And so I had to get my workflow streamlined, and I had to do it faster so that I could have a life and that I could take on more clients and make more money. And I mean, everything depended on this.
I'm going to try to be a super good listener as well as a good co-host on this, because I feel like there's a lot that I need to learn. I'll tell you a funny thing with Susan. It kind of drives me crazy sometimes, but it's good and it really plays into the effectiveness of this. But sometimes, and I hate to be rushed, do I not?
Like, you do.
I get up way earlier than necessary most of the time because I like to get up and I like to meddle around and just like spend time waking up. That's not you.
Nope.
But I like to do that. And the worst thing you can do is rush me. But I do need to learn how to be faster. Sometimes we'll be cleaning the house.
Oh,
and Susan, Susan is like knocking things out. And even though she's already doing good, she'll like walk to other tasks really fast. It drives me crazy. She's like, okay, I'm done folding laundry. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, just why slow would I walk, pump the brakes there.
Like, why would I walk slow though? I understand. The faster I get it done, the faster I'm just
feels
done.
It feels stressful. It feels like
it is stressful. I want to get it done.
Okay. All right. Well, so I'm going to be listening and learning. I'm going to be listening and I'm going to be learning, and I'm going to try to just soak up as much of this. I'll weigh in when I feel like I have the credibility to, which
you
is
act
not
like
that
I'm
much.
An expert, and I'm really not, but I do.
I feel like you're better than most.
Oh,
and you're definitely
thanks,
better
babe.
Than me
thank
on this.
You. Can I? Oh, I have that in the recording now.
Yep.
So I can just play it anytime I want.
You are. You're a faster worker than I am.
You guys, you heard it here, okay?
I'm just, every time we have a fight, I'm just going to come and turn the mics on. We'll sit down and then be like, no, we have a recording of this.
Next up in our marriage podcast.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. Let's jump in.
All right. So here's, it's eight things, but they'll go kind of quick.
Okay.
One, it sounds silly, but protect your work time. And I am huge on this because, I mean, when I was just like working on the side at night or early in the morning or during lunch breaks, I would work on editing photos and stuff. When I was doing that, like I knew that I only had like 20 minutes to edit something. And if I could just be done with it, then I didn't have to worry about it later. And so that created freedom in my mind. And so I did. I just worked. I protected that work time and I didn't get on Facebook and I didn't, you know, text my friend. I didn't play a video game. Like I just work during that time. And I think we often, without even realizing it, take so many breaks that we destroy our own work time.
So it's really a discipline issue at the heart of it.
Oh, yep. You use the D word, discipline.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yes. You really do gain so much more time in that. And one of those things is like setting goals during that to make sure like, okay, I'm not going to take a break until I get this done. And I mean, I have edited an entire wedding in one day before. Like I sat down at Starbucks, I edited the entire wedding, exported it all. And that's the same day I found our son that we adopted.
Which is insane.
So I really multitasked that day.
Yeah.
It was January 4th. I remember the day because that was such a big thing. Like I protected my work time so well during
that
time.
Your New Year's resolutions were still fresh.
They were.
I know you're such a New Year's resolutions type
I
of person.
Am not. Okay. That also leads into this. Go to a quiet place. So if your Starbucks isn't always the best place, this particular Starbucks used to be a bank, and I was actually sitting in the old bank vault. So it is pretty quiet, and I had headphones on, so I'm not listening to other people's fascinating conversations in Starbucks.
Yep.
Because all those little things just distract you. And let me tell you, most of the time when I am at Starbucks working or anywhere, Panera or local coffee shops, I have my earbuds in or headphones on, and I'm actually not listening to anything. I'm just blocking out other people's noise.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because I can't always listen to music or even podcasts while I'm doing, like if I'm writing, I can't listen to a podcast at the same time.
But now while you're editing pictures, you can. I feel like you've...
During editing, I can. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm just emailing and stuff. Another thing is disconnecting from the internet.
Boo.
Ooh. Boo. Ouch, it hurts.
Bad idea. Because how you won't get, if you do that, you're not going to get
how
Facebook notifications.
How will you know what your old neighbor ate for lunch? I know.
Yeah. So let's not even. Yeah. So keep your internet connected.
So you can actually turn off the Wi-Fi on your laptops.
Yep.
And that is huge. Also, I turn my phone on silent, which Josh loathes because I miss all of his calls. But guess what? I get a lot of work done. So, yeah. Sorry, babe.
You do.
He's threatened to make us get a home phone so that I can never disconnect.
I said
disconnect
I was
going
to get a landline, and yes. I was serious because as dumb as it sounds, we can get it added on to our internet at no cost. But I was so ticked I couldn't get a hold of you one day. I was like, I'm going to get a landline. We're going to get one of those giant cordless phones that you can put on your belt so you can hear them when I call.
We literally don't have a connection for a landline in our house.
That's true.
Okay. So disconnecting from the internet. And if you don't necessarily have the self-discipline for that, because sometimes it's hard, you know, I do this. I'm like, oh, I've got this. I'm fine. I got it under control. And then I'm on Facebook for 3 minutes, 30 minutes, however. Another one is the Freedom app. And it's one when I read Tim Ferriss's book, 4-Hour Workweek. So he talks about that in there. It's the Freedom app. And I was just looking at it. I swear it was free when we used it and now it's paid, but maybe there's like a free version. But it would be worth paying for it because it's really neat. What it does is it like kind of locks down your computer, but under the parameters that you give it. And so, you know, you can say, okay, I want access to this website. Like I want access to Gmail, but I don't want access to Facebook, or I'll have access to, you know, because sometimes you need the internet for work. And, you know,
and it works if you set it.
Yes. The only way to turn it off is to restart your computer. And they do have that. Like, this is how you turn it off before the time is you restart your computer. Because if you just had to enter a password, like, oh, click, 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 click real fast. I just need back on there. And then you're spending more time going back and forth.
Right.
But if you have to restart your computer, you're like, never mind. I'll just work. Like, it also taught me to, like, organize my workday. And so I have, you know, if I'm working on editing or I'm working on marketing, like it forces me to stay in that lane for a period of time. And it could just be, you know, you could do like 15, 20, 30 minute blocks of time. Like, okay, no Facebook for this amount of time. Okay, now this is the time that I'm going to work on Facebook marketing. So I'm going to block out every other website except for Facebook during this time.
Yep.
And that way it just keeps you focused on one thing rather than doing 20 different things.
Yep.
And that's my fault, is like my big problem is I like to multitask. I think of one thing and I'm like, oh, I'll go ahead and get that started. And I have 50 tabs open on my computer. And those are 50 tabs that I need to get back to later today. Josh is like crossing his eyes. And you know, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is good. I'm getting lots of stuff done. But really at the end of the time, the block of time, I haven't gotten what I said I would get done. And that's what really matters. You know, we need to focus our efforts and get things done faster that way.
Absolutely. I just want to say one thing real quick. If you're listening to this podcast and you think you've accidentally hit the 2X button, you didn't. That's how fast Susan's talking today. She's speeding up her workflow.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I think it's great
because
you're so passionate about it. You're just like firing it out. You're like, and if you want to do this, pow, 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 pow. And you want to do this, pew, 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 pew. You're just going.
I feel like this is like 50% of our conversations between you and me.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to work stuff, I'm like, this is how you can do it faster. And you're like, I don't want to do it faster. And I'm like, well, I want you to do it faster.
That's funny. Okay. So here's the next thing. Well, you go ahead and I'll insert.
Okay. Okay. Josh is looking at my notes. That's why he's wanting to jump in. Next thing is just to be flexible because you don't want to dread work. And so, and I put this in there for people that like think like Josh, because we think differently. And
that's so funny that you said that, because I was just going to say, if you're like me, don't listen to this. Don't be flexible. You need structure. You need rigor.
Okay.
And so, you need to make yourself do the hard things. People like me don't need flexibility.
Okay.
I think sometimes, but most of the time, 95% of the time, I don't need flexibility as much as I think I need flexibility. I need structure and boundaries and make it happen.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, I think that brings up an interesting point that you need to know yourself,
right?
And know your own limits and not lie to yourself about it, because the only person you're hurting with lying is you or in your business. Your clients. And, you know, like if you're lying to yourself about that, as far as like, you know, if you're like, oh, I can handle Facebook for just 3 minutes and then get off. But then if you don't really, then your business suffers in the end. Okay.
So I'm going to say 75 to 90% of the people listening to this is just a guess, but those statistics that I just came up with, 75 to 90% of the people listening to this rule applies to. There's the small percent, because if you're listening to a podcast like this, you're probably a pretty productive person and you're just trying to be more productive.
I would say that's true.
Yeah. And then 10% of us are trying to be a little better, and that's me and 10 of my best friends out of 100, you know.
I love productivity books and podcasts.
Here's the thing. I do to a degree. So like productivity books and leadership books can be synonymous. They can have some things that they sort of share. And I love leadership books because leadership deals with dealing with people. But if I can deal with people and lead people and sell and do all that faster, then that's good. It's the menial tasks and the administrative stuff that really gets me tripped up and I really have to slow down on, and that's where I need this. and people like me need this.
Yes. And that is so true. That's good that you bring that up, because there's certain things that you can't speed up. You can't speed up building a relationship with a client. You can't speed up. I mean, you can, but it doesn't have the same effect. It doesn't actually help your business as much if you're just rushing people along. And that is one area where I have to slow myself down on purpose, because I'm like, great, let's get started. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's jump in. And people are like, hi, my name's John. And I'm like, oh, hey, John.
Which is so funny that you're like that on that, but like totally like you're more like me with decisions. Because I'm like, make a decision. And you're like, oh my God. Like order okay. This meal off the drive-thru.
Time out. Josh has been dying to weave this into a podcast since we started.
It just came up.
Yes, you have. He's been trying to figure out how to. Okay, no. I'll admit it. When I go to a drive-thru, I cannot figure out what to order. And guys, I'm talking like Taco Bell. Like, I always order the same thing.
Taco Bell's not even a good example, because their menu changes so much that there's actually a legitimate reason for you to wonder, okay, what McDonald's. Can I get? But McDonald's, a number one has been a number one since like 1982.
I have no idea what a number one is.
It's McDonald's. A Big Mac meal.
Well, I wouldn't want that. Like, it's a delicate.
Their menu doesn't change that much. Like, man.
It's a delicate calculation in my mind.
Do they have a new McDouble sauce I'm unaware of? Let me read everything and see if I can tell.
I have to decide between price, number of calories, and taste. And it has to be like this happy medium between all three of those.
Yeah.
Because like, if I just get a Big Mac, that's like a million calories. Versus if I get, you know, I don't know. Okay, we're back to the...
Yeah, back to it. It's look at me. Look at me speeding up workflow.
Yep. Okay. So what I was going to say, which doesn't apply to Josh apparently, is be flexible so you don't begin to dread your work. Maybe this actually applies to me more. Sometimes you have to stop working in order to increase your overall productivity. And so if you promise yourself you work for 3 hours tonight, but you're dead tired, maybe you just need to go to bed and get up earlier in the morning. And sometimes you just need to call an audible and relax instead. Because sometimes that recharges you so much that you'll actually work faster. I used to think definitely that I had to work every single second. Cooking was an inconvenience. Cleaning was out of the question. But it turns out if I just stopped working for 30 minutes, it actually helped me way more than it ever hurt me and helped the business succeed as well.
It's amazing.
Yes. Turns out the business does not fail when I cook dinner.
It's a true story.
Another one is to set reasonable deadlines. Ooh, words. I'm going too fast. Set reasonable deadlines,
yep,
and then stick to them. And Josh, you are a deadlines guy. If I give you I don't even have to set reasonable deadlines. I can be like, you need to finish this by 5 o'clock today and you will get it done.
It's true.
But if I'm like, babe, you just do your best. Here's
what's crazy. Tell me if you disagree with me. If you or other people set a deadline, it gets done. If I set a deadline for myself, I'm terrible at setting reasonable deadlines for myself. An example would be, I'm doing something like, how long is this going to take? I'm like, 30 minutes at the most. Like 45, I'm like, I'm almost done.
An hour later, I'm like, what happened? And you're like, well, something happened, but I'm almost done.
It's not like that all the time. I'm just, characteristically, I can be that way.
I think that's important to realize that within yourself. You know, like, hey, you're not great at setting deadlines for yourself. So maybe you want others to set it for you.
Right.
I know you always like me to tell our brides, like, the video will be done on this day. And I don't tell them because, like, what if you get sick? Like, you set crazy deadlines of, like, how fast you'll get things done. And if you believe it in your heart, then that's all that matters.
I've actually never promised a date. I've never told a bride, like, we're going to get by this date and then pass it. Like,
maybe once.
I can't think of it.
There is a sickness.
If I say this is when it's done, like expect on this day, it's done.
All right. So anyway, setting deadlines, that helps you stick to them.
Absolutely. And that's a great segue to the next one.
Yes. Time track yourself.
That's how you get that done.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So it's fascinating. I did this with my editing last year, and I went into Trello, actually. Trello.com is a free, I don't know, it's not an app.
I use it as an app.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is an app.
Yeah, they have a desktop app in the app store.
I just use it online because I don't like to download. I always have a space issue on my computer. So there's lots of different ways to use Trello, and you can use it with people. Like I use it with Josh and Joellen, and actually me and Josh, we use it for all of our podcasting organization. Anyway, it's great. They do have paid versions, which I'm sure are even better. But I would go in there and I'd just be like, okay, this client, it took me, you know, I worked on it from this time to this time. And if it was a wedding or a session, I would just write down every minute that I spent working on it and what I was doing. Was I editing? Was I culling? Was I delivering? Was I emailing? You know, what was it? And then at the end, I could just see like how much time did I actually spend? You know, if I spend a week editing a wedding, I didn't actually spend 8 hours a day for 5 days editing it. I was doing other things too. I was, you know, sending invoices and emails and stuff. And so that just helped me see like how long does it really take? And if some tasks you can condense those and do it end on end, you know, and get it all done. You know, if it takes 8 hours, you can get it all done in one day. And other tasks, it's impossible. You have to split them up between days. But it's important to see those and know those so that you can schedule things out. You know, like I know that when I have a wedding, I need to schedule this day for editing and this day for delivering. And I know I can already put those on my calendar and reserve those days. And then there's one more thing. And we actually had it, this, I'm going to talk about Amanda Hedgebeth and her Life Flow lists, which we had her as a guest on the show a while back.
Love that.
Yes. And so
talk about lists.
Lists. Oh, I love lists. They make me work faster because they take the guesswork out of things.
Right.
I'm not having to think up what I'm supposed to do. It's just already written down and I do it. So Amanda started doing it because it was for her life, not even for her business. You know, like one of the things is like give every kid a vitamin each day and fill up 5 water bottles in the morning. And so like she does it every morning, she knows, but she doesn't have to think about it. She just goes, it's on the list, she does it. So she's not having to think like.
It kind of foolproofs your life.
It does. And it makes sure you don't forget things, you know, like you're not having to be like, okay, did I remember everything? Like look at the list. Are all the checks done or not? You know, and so often I feel like, especially I'm not a morning person. So when I wake up, I mean, I don't drink coffee anymore. I drink tea now. But like when it was always like the quintessential, like I've got to have my coffee and then I can think about the day. But like sometimes you can't do that. Like you might wake up late. You just got to get stuff done. And it's so nice to have things just written on a list, you know, and I love to make lists, but I like to follow them more. And so if somebody else can make them for me, I love it. That's all I got.
Well, it's really, really good info. One little last thing I'm just going to banter with Susan about a little bit is the way we do lists. I like lists too. I don't like them as much as Susan does. I like them. She has an extreme fondness for them. But
I like checking things off the list.
You
with
like
a pen.
I was going to say, you like to write it down. I like to put it in an app.
Yep. If I put it in an app, I don't look at it. But I also... I don't rely on technology a ton.
Like
for me, that's opening up another app. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to open up an app on my phone or on the computer, then I'm likely to go on Facebook. I'm likely to go on Instagram.
See the place
I'm
where I
check my email real quick.
I think it's so helpful, and I love that the Notes app on the iPhone does this now. But you can have like little check boxes or check little circles or whatever. And at the grocery store, that is amazing.
There you go.
I love doing it like that. So
everybody's different. On my iPhone, I can't use the thumbprint login anymore.
That's super
I was so disappointed. Like I used to be able to, and then some upgrade happened and I can't anymore. So now I have to click 6 numbers to log into my phone every single time. And so for me, like getting into an app takes way more time and I like just checking it off on paper. But there's not a right or wrong way.
Sure.
As long as it's working for you to actually help you go faster at things, that's what matters.
Here's what we'd like to hear. What do you like to do? Do you like to write it down? Do you have an app? Do you have a favorite app that you use? Do you have something totally different than what we're saying? I'd love to hear what it is. Shoot us an email. My email is josh@fowlerstudios.net. And I will read your email, I promise. And I will definitely respond. I'd love to just know what you're doing.
Also, we have a Facebook insiders group. We haven't talked about it a ton on the podcast, but it's actually a place where we can like continue the conversation. And the link is in the show notes every week. So you can just go down there and click on it to join the, it's called Full-Time Hustle Insiders. And it's a way that we can continue the conversation because we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what are the topics you want to hear? What are the things that, you know, when you're listening, you're like, ah, oh, this is what I do with that topic. And it's perfect. We want to know those things because the goal is for all of us to learn and grow.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us today on Full-Time Hustle. We'll see you next time. Full-Time Hustle is a Fowler Studios production. It's produced and written by Josh and Susan Fowler with help from Joellen Anklin. Our theme music is composed by Isaac Joel and can be licensed among many other songs at soundstripe.com.